This is Marcy Schuler for 307 Net Radio, and we're interviewing Paige Rhodes today for the Clerk of District Court. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Buffalo. I graduated from Buffalo High School and attended some college. 19 years ago, I married Nick Rhodes, and we raised our two children here in an amazing community. Right now, I'm the incumbent clerk of district court and the president-elect of the Wyoming Clerks of District Court Association. I've worked in the district court office for over 7 years. I'm active in my community by serving as the 4th Judicial District Child Support Authority board member, Johnson County Juvenile Mentoring Program mentor, Johnson County Fair Open Class Superintendent, American Legion Auxiliary member, and Grace Fellowship Church member. I'm just excited to be speaking with you, and hope I can give you some information as to why I am the best candidate for this position.
Great. So that leads us to, why exactly are you running?
Well, there are many reasons why I'm running. I think I should go back to why I ran the first time first. I was working in the district court office when the past clerk retired, and I felt like I had the most experience because I had been in the office, and that somebody needed to step up and go for that. So I wanted to do this so that somebody with experience could run the office instead of just somebody off the street coming in without that. I think that it's very important. I'm running for re-election because as the incumbent clerk of district court, I have been effective in leading the office during my term, and I'd be honored to continue to hold that position and serve the people of Johnson County with a very high standard. I'm passionate about my job, I enjoy going to work every day, I enjoy the team I work with. I care about the importance of the work that we do and the people we serve. Like I said, I was personally trained by the previous clerk and excited to be in my 8th year working in the office. I served as a deputy clerk before the last clerk left, which all of those things have allowed me to take full advantage of the wealth of knowledge the office requires. I've built a strong foundation of knowledge, training, and experience, giving me a clear understanding of the clerk's responsibilities. And as a leader of the office, I have developed a cohesive and cross-trained team, performed the various day-to-day duties, and carried out the responsibilities required while serving Johnson County and maintaining the continuity and integrity of the office. I feel like I have the necessary foundation and experience to continue performing those duties. And like I said, I love my job. I love coming every day and the people that we serve. I'm dedicated to continue as a positive and strong leader for my team and the office and to successfully fulfill the duties and responsibilities of the position and build on the foundation that I currently have so that I can serve the people of Johnson County in the best way possible. I will be honored to continue the leadership as the clerk of district court and respectfully ask for your vote for re-election as your clerk of district court.
So, Paige, I'm probably not alone in the fact that I don't really know a lot about what the clerk of district court does. Mm-hmm. Is there licensing or training for this? How does a person get prepared to do this job?
There are no specific licenses or training. A lot of my training was on-the-job training by the past clerk, like I mentioned before. We have various trainings that are specific to programs that might be put on by the Supreme Court, for example, because they help roll out those programs. With our child support program, we get training when we ask for it, but it isn't specific. It's not specifically set. We do a lot of security trainings and that kind of thing through various areas of the position, but generally speaking, there isn't a training for becoming the clerk of district court.
So what are the skills and expertise required, and kind of what you know, you've touched on, you know, you've learned from the previous clerk, and then you've worked in the office, which mm-hmm. of course gives you lots of background. Are there more skills that are needed? Is there more expertise needed for just a random person coming into the job?
We have to follow a lot of rules, many court rules. So there's a variety. I could list them if you like, but I won't. It'll take too long. So having a background of those rules definitely helps because, you know, like I said, we have to follow them. Having a general idea of the process of the court system, of course, is beneficial. Every single type of case that is opened within our court has a different layout, I guess, and it's different the way that it's opened within our case management system and the way that things are processed, and every filing has a different process, and so those things just have to be learned. It's not something that you're going to learn by reading you know, something certain, or a lot of it is with practice and actually doing it. Some of those things can be found in rules and statute, of course, but, you know, we also accept child support payments and take care of entering data into the child management system that has to do with child support cases. Things like that are not going to be learned until you know the program. And same with our jury. We have a specific program for that as well. And so there's three main systems that we use, and those things need to be learned before you could do your job.
So what actual, like, personal qualities would make a good clerk?
I think you need to have good leadership skills. You need to be very organized, have initiative to seek out answers when you don't know them, be good at networking. As part of the Clerks of District Court Association, you know, that opens up a nice network for all the clerks across the state. You need to be able to work well with all the other departments, the county departments and agencies that connect to the court.
So, as the incumbent, I'm sure there's some things you're proud of accomplishing. What are those accomplishments? And then what do you have left that you feel like, I really still want to accomplish this?
Mm-hmm. Well, I still feel like even after I had been working in the office for 4 years, I had tons to learn, and I still do. This is the type of position that is lifelong learning. I mean, there's always something new that comes up that you haven't seen before, and so I guess first and foremost, what I'm proud of is the fact that I built a team, and they're all, you know, all of my team members are as cross-trained as can possibly be at this point, but that's an ongoing process as well because we all always have something new to learn. But we all work so well together, and you don't always have that in an office. Everyone gets along. Everyone loves coming to work every day. I just think that I was a positive leader and am a positive leader, and I feel like developing that team and being able to accomplish all the things that we need to on a daily basis is probably my, you know, biggest reward so far. We had to, because you aren't trained ahead of time, you know, you have to figure out what's a clerk's decision and what is the decision that, from following rules, you know, what are things that you have to follow because of a rule. And so trying to sort all that out is something we've worked on. You know, we really looked at the budget and we've tried to implement tracking for our supplies and different things like that to try to really focus on what the need was instead of just going with the numbers that were already provided to us. Building those relationships with the people that we work with, getting involved in the Clerks of District Court Association. I'm really proud that my peers selected me to be an officer early on in my term. and I'll become the president in a couple months. And having that networking and the fact that they believed in me is something that I'm proud of. And I feel like that it benefits me in my position because having those relationships and being able to bounce ideas off of those other clerks, you know, really helps. In the future, I guess before I go there, we also have really kind of cleaned things up and done a lot of organizing and just making things a lot more streamlined. My team and I are really good at, you know, bouncing ideas off each other, and if something doesn't seem to be working the best that it can, we brainstorm how we can make things better, and we do that regularly. In the future, I think that my biggest priority is to, well, there's two. You know, we have a lot of transitions right now, so we have a new district court judge, and working with the judicial staff to ensure smooth transitions is something that I'm I hold at the top as a priority. And we're actually in the midst of that right now. And then the next thing is that we have a new court management system that's coming in, and that is going to be a big change. It's when we use our court management system, it's daily and it's regularly, and we're going to have to know that program in and out. So thankfully we know the one that we have now, and so it'll be easier to transition in that way. I think that somebody not knowing what our processes are in the office or how we use our current case management system, that would make it harder for them to transition to a new one. But we will be working with the Supreme Court staff within the next couple months, and then through our conversion, our training and conversion, and we'll work towards implementing that. And I did forget one accomplishment, but I would like to share it. We did implement a new jury management system, and it offers a lot more conveniences to jurors. Jurors can now submit their questionnaires and requests for excusal online by using e-juror, and that wasn't an option before. There's also additional ways for jurors to connect with the court via text or email, and those weren't options before as well.
So, Paige, what is a typical day like for you in the clerk's office? And, you know, like, just what fills your working day? What is it that you do exactly?
You never know what you're going to get day to day. It's a lot. It depends a lot on what the court schedule looks like. When the public comes in, the phone calls you receive, the emails you receive, the paperwork that's filed over the counter, whether or not the judge sends you signed orders to send out, whether child support payments are made, or if there's passport application appointments. So depending on all those things, results in what my day might look like, and responding to a lot of requests is usually, you know, from the public is usually what fills it the most. But processing our paperwork, there's, you know, like I said before, a different process for every single thing that comes through. So, you know, we have to file stamp things, and we need to file them accordingly. And it's not just sticking a piece of paper in a folder. That isn't the filing process. There's a lot more to it. And I said before that depending on what it is, that process might look different. And we also, so our case management system is kind of a direct reflection of what our physical file looks like. So anything that's in the physical file would be in our case management system. But that looks differently as well. And we also receive a lot of fees and, you know, filing fees, fines fees and restitution in criminal cases, things like that. People might call in and need copies of items, and so we do a lot of certifying of copies. I don't know, that's typical.
Great, thanks. So, some of the parts of your job, the clerical parts, are probably pretty repetitive. So how do you stay motivated each day? No, when it's just the same.
So I don't feel like any of it's the same. Not any 2 days are the same. I don't get bored at my job at all. It, like I said, everything's so, it might seem like it would be repetitive. The idea of the processes are repetitive, but not the actual work.
So you've touched on several times your team and that, you know, you've built a team. How would you describe that management style and you know, how does your management style serve the office and the team?
I'm very open to communicate with them. I don't feel like I'm their boss. I don't treat them in that manner. We're all, you know, equals, and we all have the same job to accomplish, and I think that it's handled much better if we do that together instead of somebody dictating to others how to manage their day. There's a lot of trust, I think, and respect in our office. You know, my staff not only call me their boss, but their friend. You know, there obviously there has to be lines there, but we all care about each other and care about the work that we do. And I just think that being equals instead of acting like I'm their superior is probably the biggest thing that's made it work well. And when they have concerns or issues of any sort, we work together to work them out. And, you know, I don't ignore those things.
So we've covered a lot about the Clerk of District Court office. But maybe I've missed something. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
About the position itself?
Yeah, just about, you know, in our interview to let the voters know who you are, what you're doing, you know, what this is about, why they should vote for you.
So I am doing this because, like I said before, I care about the job. It's not because I want to be an elected official. It's not because I need a title. I really do care about what I'm doing. I care about the district court office in general and what it stands for. And I feel like I have the experience needed to move forward seamlessly. And, you know, like I said before, I don't know everything, and I'm not ever going to, I don't think, but I will work hard to always build on the foundation that I have and continue the networking that I have with other clerks and other offices that are connected to the court and do the best that I can to serve the public well.
Great. Well, Paige, thank you so much for your time. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the forum on July 20th.
Okay, thank you.